Football. That's right. It's NFL Australia. I'm your co-host, James Clements. I'm a guy. I don't know. I'm the editor of CodeBet. That's a really good website. It's gambling, what is it? Comparison site? Gaz? It's not a bookie or anything. You know, we write smart stuff about stuff. You might also see me in the paper. You might also check me out on Fox Sports Lab NBA with my good friend Carlos Boozer. Best mates now, Gaz. Best mates. I'm here in Lariama Studios hanging out. And on the other side of this here iPad is a bloke. He's now 12-1. His schlong is getting weird with all the weird tattoos up and down the side of it now. Don't know that much. It is the sometime singer in a band called The Ramshackle Army. He's still hungover from last Friday. He's my mate. He's your mate. It's Gaz. Gaz, what's going on?
Jimmy, it was a big weekend. I was Ramshackle played one of our last shows for a while on Friday night. I went missing on Saturday and Santa turned up to a Christmas party. May have looked somewhat some family resemblance. And then the rest of the time was strapping in for some footy, mate. It was a pretty good weekend for the results of the games that I watched. So I'm sure we'll get into that. But you alluded to one of those games right there with the 12-1.
Oh, is it the Eagles? Boo. Whatever. Week 14 was pretty fun. I'll tell you what, I'm feeling pretty good. Did you like that one? I had that one written down from a while ago. But I'll tell you what, the week started off pretty wonky with a bit of Baker magic, and we'll get to that in a second, but it was nuts. Like, this week just sort of threw curveballs left, right, and center. The Jags, the Cowboys nearly crapping the bed. Either way, we're going to wrap up week 14 for you and set you up for week 15. That's what we do here on NFL Australia. So, let's bloody well get into it. Episode 64 of NFL Australia, Gaz.
Let's go.
Ah, my ACL. Oh, no, I hurt my ACL. Oh, no. What am I going to do for the next year? Jeez, this is pretty bad, isn't it? Oh, no. Oh, darn it. Oh, g'day, this is Kyler Murray, and you're listening to NFL Australia. Tell you what, Gaz, that was a tough watch. A couple of weird watches, actually, this weekend. You saw Debo, you saw Kyler with the pinged ACL today. Just a bit of a rough one. Sipos, Mike White, just getting pancaked three times. Anyway, week 14 in the bag. Random thoughts from the weekend. Do you want to start there at Baker? Holy moly. We were all over this last week. It's like, please let him get through the waiver wire and then let him get to the Niners. That'll be fun. The Rams go, wait, we've got zero reason to be crap. Let's get Baker. And it's like, wait, that doesn't match up. So they pick him up off waivers, pipping their mates in the NFC West. They press him into service after Wolford plays, one series? And they go, right, yep. I've seen enough. Fuck this. Baker, in you go. He's like, dude, I literally just got off the plane. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah,
he's like,
48 hours in town or something. Yeah.
And then he goes out and wins the game.
It was fucking ridiculous.
Yard drive to win the bloody thing. He pulled a Tom Brady. Tom Brady did the exact same thing on Monday night. 16-3 down. Comes from absolutely nowhere. Wins in the last couple of minutes. Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
Chris. No, it wasn't Chris Collinsworth. He had Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit doing that one. Just like Herbstreit. I have never seen anything like this in my life. It's like, I mean, no.
No.
This is absolutely gnarly. And absolutely remarkable. Like, 2 days he'd spent with the Rams, right?
Yep, that's it.
He would have had a chance.
Didn't know some of the players' names. Afterwards, had to ask one of the PR people which way to the rooms.
I love it.
It was fucking, it's out of control. I look at, there was a few times that drive should have stopped. Like, there was a roughing the passer call that kept it going. But realistically, how much do you have to shit the bed to let a guy who's been marched out of two fucking teams who weren't contenders at the time, right? It wasn't like they're like, oh, we're just replacing Baker away from a deep playoff run. Like, you're cut from two shit teams, and then here we go.
There you go. What team could do that? Only the Raiders.
Only the Raiders.
Loved it. Josh McDaniels just like losing, like flipping his fucking lid the entire time was, geez, I've never seen that before.
Yep.
Other news from the weekend, I guess, Kyler, we mentioned that. That was a non-contact injury, just sort of planted and just, there was like a weird little shifting of his weight and you're like, oh, yeah,
that was non-contact. Yep.
Not fucking good. We saw Debo get sort of just rolled up on pretty fucking badly as well. I think we were actually taping CodeBet Daily, one of the other podcasts I'm on, and like that's actually sort of filmed, and like I very clearly had it on the background, and you can just see my reaction just fucking losing it because it's like brutal in as you're watching it live, right? Other news from the weekend, though, I mean, big cock Brock. Talk about the Niners. Unbelievable. Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant. We hit on this as well last week. Bit of swagger about him, Gaz. Kind of love it.
Yeah.
Just saying. That was a fun... Well, it wasn't a fun game because they literally just shit-pumped the Buccaneers. Yeah.
I wasn't watching much of it. And then I turn around and it's like, what, 28-0? 35 zipped. I'm like, what the fuck?
If you had like on your bingo card, Brock Purdy is pulled in the third quarter, you'd be like, yep, laughing. It's because he's shit house. No, he got pulled because they didn't want him to get fucking injured. Like, it was incredible. Like, they're just like, nah, we've seen enough. You've done a great job, pal. Go take a seat. He's like,
and who was it? It was Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson is 14th team, 14th, 15th.
I love
team.
It. Either way, the vibe of the weekend, just it was wonky from the get-go. And like the results kind of bore that out, right? Like there was a couple of like straightforward ones, a couple of weird and wonky ones. And it was just fun. Like for a week where you're like, in terms of the slate, we're missing a bunch of shit teams. Like now we're watching Josh Johnson and like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff happened. So what
that
else?
That many buys late in the year was.
What are we doing?
We just set it up for a bit, being a bit fucky, right?
Yep. But I think we learned again that the Vikings are frauds. They are literally the team with the worst point differential in the history of the NFL with 10 wins. You'd love that.
Negative in the negative one, I think it is. They're sitting there.
The Titans are also frauds, I think. And who have they beaten, Gaz?
Yes.
Who have they beaten?
A lot of team in and their own shitty division.
Boy, howdy. But yeah, the Vikings are minus one and they're 10-3. That is like, it almost doesn't compute in your brain. You're like, wait, but
no.
But they're 10-3. Like,
I think the Eagles are positive 130 something.
What a world. What else? As I mentioned, Mike White got fucking creamed, but the Jets.
Twice.
That game was multiple times. That game was just nuts. Like, they just wouldn't go away, and nor would Mike White. They put Flacco back out there, and he's like, I don't want to be here. Mike White is like, all right, fuck it, I'll go back in. Goes back in, just keeps getting fucking creamed again. The poor bugger. Oh, man. He's going to have to go and write another season of The White Lotus. The Giants, their shithouse. That was pretty funny.
How many weeks in a row did we say, oh, they're going to fall off the cliff. Oh, they're going to fall off the cliff. Oh, they're off the cliff. Oh, shit, that's a long way down the cliff. And it's not getting any better for them, too. And, like, just looking at their slate coming up.
Tyler Huntley. So, Baltimore already with the backup quarterback, and he went out. They're like, oh, God, this is not
this
great.
Is not good.
But it feels like they might get him or Lamar back this week anyway, right? So,
they're
kind of like, well, we managed to eke out a just win that we've pulled completely out of our ass. Like Anthony Brown's out there and you're like, sure. That's what we're doing. Pittsburgh is starting Mitch Trubisky and you're like, oh, this is cooked. But, well not starting, they were playing Mitch Trubisky and, you're like, yeah, all right. And you just have that, you know, reminder that Mitch
he's
is
not fucking great.
Not good. what else?
Couple more pickups this week. So after all of the rumors about where OBJ's going, apparently he's going nowhere because first and foremost, teams think that his fucking knee's about to explode. And secondly, he comes out and says that he doesn't want to play in the regular season. He doesn't see the point, so he'll wait for the playoffs. But that's just got teams just going, yeah, you're not fucking ready. Because he wouldn't work out for them. So Dallas is, you know, gone. How does no sound to the guy who did his ACL in the Super Bowl and walked away with a ring, but how does yes to T.Y. Hilton, who's been sitting on his couch since January, that was his last game in the NFL. So Dallas picked up T.Y. Hilton this week.
But knowing T.Y. Hilton, he probably pulled a hammy getting up off that couch.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, yeah, so obviously just touching base on the major injuries from this week, the ones we care about. Obviously, Kyler with the ACL. Brandon Boyd and T. Higgins both went down at the beginning of the Bengals game.
That was crazy. Like,
yeah. One was a broken finger. The other one was hamstring, I believe. And then one of their defensive ends broke his wrist as well. So, fucking walking wounded. Cowboys starting his right tackle, Terrence Steele, done for the year. Rusty actually playing well for the first time, as I know, as my fantasy team knows. And he got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, that was gross.
Bounced off the turf. That was Yeah, that wasn't great. As you mentioned, Mike White was out and then in and then out and then in hospital getting his ribs checked up. Apparently he's going to play this week.
The dude got like
what the fuck?
He gets fucking taken out of the game like a couple of times. Pancaked, as mentioned, like just folded over. Like, to be honest, they're playing the Bills. It was like he was folded over like a fucking one of the Bills tables that they go to. And not exactly my favorite, like, but he's playing, and they're like, Mike, we're going to take you to the hospital in an ambulance. We'll call it a precautionary ambulance because we don't want you to
die.
Like, fucking hell. Like, that is fuck. Nuts.
It was tough.
Calling it literally a precautionary ambulance, I'm like, pretty sure most ambulances are precautionary unless they're actual emergencies. Like, Anyway.
Yep. So as you mentioned, Debo went down with, it's now been classified as an MCL sprain, and he won't go on IR and could be back either by the end of the regular or beginning of the playoffs. And this is NFL Australia, so we would be remiss from not mentioning Aussie Aaron Sipos from the Eagles is done skis for the year.
Fuck you, after that, you fucking piece of shit, was what he was screaming.
That was what he said.
One of the dudes loved it.
The Giants fans. It was a Giants crowd, yep.
Good on him.
After his epic play, well, it was fucking nuts. We'll touch base on more on that later, but basically, he kicked from his own end zone, got partially blocked, ran around like a fucking utility from the fucking St. Kilda Saints, scooped it up with one hand and took a dive and actually nearly got a first down.
Nearly got the first
couple
down.
Of yards, like, couple of yards, he went out of bounds and then he
it
got
up
injured.
Like a young Peter Matera, he did. Yeah. He just like fucking swings it onto the left boot, but he's like, wait a minute, I'm not meant to kick this again. I'm going to run it for a first down. And like my problem with the play, obviously, and well, no doubt we'll talk about it, but it felt like he was already out of bounds when he got hit in the hit that hurt him. So that was pretty fucking shitty. All right.
Yep.
Anything else? Nothing else, but Purdy Mania is like just fucking
it's on, mate.
On for young
it's
and
on.
Old, and I'm enjoying it immensely. But that's the thing, like coming out of that Debo thing, it's one of those aspects that you go, not on IR, it might, like if he's not, you know, properly severely injured, it's like, okay, then it might not be too bad for him just to go sit down for a month and hang out, because like the Niners are running away with that division. Like, they're fine. Yep. So anyway. Right, let's go through the game wraps. Let's do it, I think. That sounds like a good plan. Let's do the damn thing. Right, the Raiders, Rams. As mentioned, 17-16, Baker Mayfield. Absolutely hilarious vibes. Ends up throwing for 230 yards. And it felt like all of that came in like the last 4 minutes. So, I don't know. Just the amount of times that the Raiders lost this game was absolutely amazing, right? Because like they had the chances to go, well, we get one stop and we probably won this game. About seven times. And it never happened. And the shit dumb Raidery penalties just time after fucking time. That just helped the sort of Rams like just move up the field. But Baker did just, it's literally they did the, we'll just roll the ball out there, let the boys play kind of vibes, right? Like,
yeah.
You're going to get 98 yards in no fucking time. Like, you're just like, all right, fuck it. We'll just
Yeah.
I'll just toss the pigskin.
There was no pressure on him whatsoever, really, because there was no expectation, right?
And then they win.
But look, but you look at... So Derek Carr had 137 yards and two picks. In it, like that Rams D is fucking shit. It's injured to, like, it's just got holes all over the place. And yet, they looked like the Rams of what, the Super Bowl?
They were like so up and about in that game that it was absolutely ridiculous. Like, I mean, they've still got Bobby Wagner, that's fine, and Jalen Ramsey, but like, it felt like they just couldn't. Throwing them, like, the secondary was just everywhere. Like, it was absolutely gnarly. But no Aaron Donald or anything, but...
Yeah,
God
they
damn.
Didn't get to Carr. They had no sacks for the game. They had three hits, but no sacks. And yet, they just couldn't pass.
Oh, the Raiders. They're just always going to Raider it as hard as they can. Anyway, great job by Baker. It sets up the rest of the season now where there was no way I was going to watch, like, a Rams game from here on out, unless like there was going to be a moment where you're like, oh, well, I want to see the other team. Like, that'll be fun. Cause I think they've got like Packers next week, which would have been funny, but like playing the Broncos, playing the Chargers, playing the Seahawks, like none of those would have mattered basically. But now they got Baker. I'm like, I will watch the shit out of at least three of those games. Like, that's awesome.
Isn't it setting up just perfectly for Baker in the last week? Seattle's starting to look a little bit shaky. They're going to need that last game. Yeah. The Rams have got nothing to play for. Baker's just going to come out and go, fuck you.
Baker's going to try to ruin every franchise by the time he's done it. In the NBA. It's NFL. Like, it's absolutely the vibe. Yeah, the NBA. Like, he's going to go in the NBA after this as well and just fuck that up as well. Like, draft me, Cleveland. Right. On to Sunday, well, Monday's games. We've actually got some Saturday games this week, guys. Don't forget about that.
Oofed.
Exciting times.
Oofed.
But Monday morning, we had the Bills hold on against the Jets, and it did feel like a hold on, right? Like, it was kind of crazy that the Bills
had them. Yeah, they hung around.
But the Jets just would not go away. This defense is sick. You need the big Dawson Knox somersault into the end zone, which was one of those ones where you're like, you're not doing it to take the piss, you're doing it because you have to, and that's like just fucking rad. But Mike White was really good. We mentioned him. Like, Josh Allen had moments, but there was still kind of these things where you're watching him going,
He's not the guy from earlier this season, right?
Is he still injured? Like, how's that UCL or whatever the fuck it was, man? Like, they're not great, but their defense really just messed with the Jets, I think, for a lot of that game, right? And there's only so much a Mike White can do. God bless him. But, like, they held out, like, Josh Allen to under 150 yards passing and only one touchdown.
And they held the whole Buffalo to 100 yards rushing, right?
Unbelievable.
102,
It's one of those ones where Buffalo get away with a win, but you're still like, they're still like right up there on the top of the Super Bowl odds, but I am still not wildly convinced.
Nope.
And I believe these teams have to play one more time as well, don't they? So set up. Oh, no. No, that's right, because the Jets already beat them, about a month and a half ago in Jersey, so... Anyway, still hilarious, still wild. This Jets team is terrifying. I'm just saying, like, no, I don't think any team that makes the playoffs in the AFC, if they go, oh, cool, we got the Jets in the first round. Shit. Ugh. Like, if there's...
It still doesn't feel like they've got... It just... There's no consistency in their point scoring, right? It's just like, it's every week is going to be a, fuck, how are we going to find enough? Because, as you said, you know, Mike White is always going to show you that one game and then come back and where's the rest of it going to come from?
Yep.
And since Breece Hall went out, like that, it's just the running game hasn't just been there.
Right? Garrett Wilson is sick, but geez, like the rest of it's kind of like, okay, guys, skinny your teeth stuff. Speaking of skinny your teeth, the Cowboys. Oh, what a game this was. 27 over in the Houston... what is it, the big Texas rivalry, right? Dallas Cowboys, Houston Texans. They obviously don't play that often. That's AFC, NFC. Cowboys need 10 fourth quarter points.
Huge
clutch late drive to win the bloody game. for most of this, I'm like, oh shit, Texans are going to win it. They're going to win it. Gaz, they're going to win it. Oh, they didn't fucking win it. It was amazing.
Well, from the red zone, they were what, inside the 10, and they had three tries to punch it in. And if they had, it would have been 10 points.
Yep.
And it would have been fucking Dunskies, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't pull it down. And Dak marched down the field and gave it to Zeke in the end there. So, I was watching it on Red Zone with the Eagles game on the other screen. And then that game was over at the end of the third quarter. So, I decided to focus on the Cowboys. And look, it is, I can't really say much because a lot of the teams, everyone's had a shaky game or two. You know, the Pollard-Zeke combo is just fucking working and dangerous. It'll be interesting to see how T.Y. fits into. Like, CD's been good, but not as outstanding as they expected. Gallup is getting back to what he was pre-ACL, and Noah Brown hasn't really been doing as much as they expected. James Washington's done sweet fuck all. So getting T.Y. in at this time is right. But yeah, man, they've lost a couple of key pieces on the offensive line in the last couple of weeks to season-ending injuries and in the secondary. So they've lost two of their starting three cornerbacks. So it's going to be tough for Dallas moving forward. It's all going to come down to a game in 2 weeks' time on Christmas morning, Australian time, Jimmy.
Love it. It's going to be a great Christmas.
Great. I've already notified my family that I'm fucking coming in late. And I'll be coming in hot no matter what's going on. Anyway.
I love it. Here we go. Gaz here to ruin another Christmas yelling about, I don't know, Cowboys. Insert anger here. I love it. But yeah, it was crazy because... Well, they had that interception late, right? Like the Texans, yep. And Dak just threw it away. Oh, you're like, oh God, they're going to win this. Yes, you little, ah. Oh. And then they drove, what, pretty much the full length of the field,
whole
right?
Full
like
length, yeah. Yep.
That was another 98 yarder, yeah. But they sneak out a win. They're still 10-3. So they're actually, yeah, as you mentioned, chasing the Eagles and not quite out of it yet. The Bengals moved to 9-4 with a win over the Browns. First time they've beaten them, it feels like in a million years. 23-10. The Browns stink, and it's hilarious. So, kind of love it.
Deshaun looked slightly better. He actually put up some yards and hit some passes, but he's still not fucking great.
Just like a couple of like his interception was just like hilarious. You're like, oh, dude, what? Who are you throwing that to? Like it was hilariously bad. And it couldn't happen to a worse person. So
when they were what 5-6 when he took over, and now they're 5-8. Like at that point, fucking let Jake Brisket just bring it home, mate.
Let the brisket
like,
cook.
Let the brisket cook. You could have just fucking anyway. Yeah, looked that good. I mean, too little, too late now.
Yeah,
but,
fuck the Browns.
Yeah,
I don't even want to talk about that team. They're shit house. The Bengals. Losing T. Higgins, it's just like a bit shit because it feels like they just can't get all of their dudes all healthy all at once.
Chase
stinks.
Finally came back.
But like Chase was really good in that, obviously, and like the Bengals had really just been hitting their straps. But look, they hopefully will be fine, but geez, just don't want injuries. Yeah. Anyway, what else? Lions beat the shit out of the Vikings. This was hilarious.
Wow.
34-23. So I outsmarted myself, Gaz. I picked the Lions on this here show last Tuesday. Everybody else is like, yep, the Lions. Yep, the Lions. I'm like, well, everybody's now like landing on the Lions. I think they'll win it, but they'll win it by a point. And the Vikings have blown out to, I think, like 2.5-point underdogs. You know, it's a 10-2 team then, taking on the Detroit Lions. I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go Vikes. And, of course, that was the one pick that fucked me this week. That I actually had money on, whereas, yeah, actually still nailed the pick from Tuesday, but goddamn, Lions just looked good. Like, full stop, just good. Like, Jared Goff slinging it. The crazy part was, like, Jefferson had, like, a million fucking yards. Yeah, what, 223 yards. Kirk Cousins had 425 yards passing, which is just nuts. And they lose because their defense is just shitting the bed left, right, and center. It's crazy.
Yep.
Gas, make that, it, yeah. Help it make, what, make sense, mate. What is going
was
on? It?
What was the strength of the team, you know, back in the day? And it was funny that, you know, it was all going to go downhill when Jalen Reagor came out, fan favorite of the Eagles, came out, who's done nothing since being traded to the Vikings, came out this week and said, oh, we're definitely going to beat them. And the interviewer said, is that a guarantee? And he's gone, yep. Fun fact, mate. Fun fact, Jimmy. Penne Sewell had more receiving yards as an offensive lineman than Jalen Reagor did in this fucking game. Had the same amount of targets, Jimmy.
I reckon Penne Sewell looked even a bit more spry than Jalen Reagor in that one too. Jeez.
Fucking hell. But look, Kirk Cousins is, even when he's, look, there's some ridiculous stats out of this about his conversion rate for, conversion percentage for that many yards and, you know, his efficiency on that, 124 passer rating. But, fuck, if you're, if your defense is allowing 34 points to the Lions, which, you know, a lot of defenses have this year, but yeah, you gotta fuck.
It's tough. It's tough. It was hilarious. Good job.
There's a good run home. There's a good run home for the Lions. They're not easy beats. They're going to cause a bit of chaos into the shuffling around of these teams for these for the old wild cards coming up.
I think you might be stepping on a there, guys.
No, have I? Sorry. Fuck. Sorry.
That's all right. There's a lot to love about this Lions team, though. Like, between what DJ Chark was the dude who did all the damage this week as well in the air, right? Like, it wasn't even really Amon Ross and Brown, like, left, right, and center. It was really spread around. And Goff, I don't know. Like, when he's playing at home there in Detroit, there's just something fucking sharp about him. And there's nothing, like, at no point in my life did I ever expect to say, you know what Jared Goff looks like? Sharp. Like, never, never. Fucking hell, he's about as sharp as a cinder block usually, but fucking hell. Like, and there's also one too, but
There was also a cracking soundbite this week from our mate Dan Campbell, who's just full of fucking, he's just full of classic soundbites. He's just, everything is so fucking melodramatic. And he was asked about the Vikings game earlier in the season. He's like, oh, you know, the scars and the embarrassment from that will stay with me forever and for the rest of my career after they got their ass handed to them. And then, fuck, whatever inspires you, bro. Like, clearly, it fucking worked. The second half, these guys are going to run through walls or, you know, bite kneecaps, bite ankles.
That's it. They're legit. Him, so. I love it. The Vikings, frauds. Also frauds, the Titans, 22. The Jags, 36. They just fucking killed them. This is the sort of problem with the Titans, right? Like, they get down and you're like, well, now they're not going to fight back. Because, like, Derrick Henry was fine. Like, he had 120-odd yards or something.
In the first quarter. He had a fucking 100 yards in the first quarter. And I was,
it just all like, fell this apart. Gotta be, yeah. Right. So, their last three games, they've lost to the Jags, the Eagles, the Bengals. They beat the Packers, the Broncos, and had that close game against the Chiefs. And I think we mentioned this last week, right? The fact that they played the Chiefs so close, everyone's like, oh, the Titans are really good. It's like, well, are they though? Because before that, they beat the Texans, the Colts again, the Raiders, and the Commanders. And it's not exactly fucking murderer's row. And they've also lost to the Giants and the Bills. They're a weird team, and it's really tough. The most amazing aspect is I think they play, so they've got the Chargers next week, which is such a great game because fucking good luck predicting that one, you know?
Yeah.
And here we are. But the Jags, out of nowhere, like they have these games, right, where it all just sort of falls into place offensively.
Out of nowhere, yeah.
And they roll. Like, and Trevor Lawrence looks fucking incredible. The problem is it happens three times a year.
Yeah.
And like they're 5-8, so it's happened probably three times a year, and like the other two wins that they've had, they've fallen ass backwards into them. But like this sort of came about, like Evan Ingram just went off and
I was going to say, it was the Evan best Ingram game of his fucking did all career. The fucking damage. Like,
two touchdowns, you know, you'd be pretty smart if you left him on your bench for fantasy. Trevor Lawrence through for like...
Particularly when you're playing your co-host, mate.
368 yards. Like Tannehill, he, look, shooketh at times. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's kind of just like questioning, just like, what are we doing? And he's just getting creamed here and there. And you're like, Jacksonville's defense isn't great, but they kept getting him. Anyway, this one doesn't really hilariously matter because it's still the AFC South and that division is fucking horrible and the Titans are going to win it anyway. But with that one, like the Jags gave themselves a hint of a chance. Like it's pretty weird. It's pretty wonky. They're 5-8, but Tennessee, like what's that? What's going to win that division? Like,
yeah, it's going to be gross. Like it's the Titans, it's the same as the NFC. Like both the Souths, right?
Yeah, just can we just
fucking gross.
Cut the South and like add a different team from one of the other better divisions instead into the playoffs? Like, I don't want the fucking Bucks or Falcons or whoever the fuck's going to get through the NFC South in the playoffs. Anyway, good win by the Jags. Like they just looked handy and sharp, and that was in Nashville as well. So go figure. Your beloved Eagles kicked the shit out of the Giants, 48-22. Take it away, guys.
Got to admit, I didn't expect this, Jimmy. I've been impressed by the last 2 weeks. Obviously, came out running the shit out of the Titans, and this week it was a balanced attack. Jalen Hurts looked fucking sharp. Went to town. Miles Sanders had the best game of his career. So that's two. 240-yard game, two touchdown games back-to-back. But then, Danny Dimes couldn't do shit. Saquon was held to 27 yards. Seven sacks by that defensive line that's now come on strong since adding guys like Sue and getting Jordan Davis back. Three sacks to Brandon Graham. And then all of a sudden, fucking Jalen Hurts is looking like... He might be at the top of a tree. Might be King Jalen, right? I think that Giants team had a chance. I always get concerned about the interdivisional matchups because all fucking bets are off and anything can happen when the teams really know each other. But I think Giants fans seriously expected more from their team, and so did I. This was another game where the starters were benched about a third of the way through the final quarter, and we got Minshew time, and we brought on Boston Scott, who also ran through the Giants defense into the end zone. So
love it.
a bit of a garbage time touchdown at the end with, you know, Danny Dimes got benched as well. It was like, all right, let's pull the starters. But of course there was two fucky punter incidents in this game. This was the very rarely called illegal kick downfield by the Giants punter, who took the snap and dropped the ball and then tried to launch it off the ground, which is illegal. Didn't know that. There you go. It's very rarely called. And then there was the Aaron Sipos scooping rush down there. So the Eagles have just signed the former Titans punter to get us through to the end of the year. Ugh. It was a good game all around. It was a strong game all round. So the next two games, we play the Bears and then the Cowboys. And if they knock both of those off, they're the number one seed in the NFC.
Interesting.
Two games. Yeah.
Feels like you're already looking past the Bears, I'm just saying. Anyway, you'd hate to see that.
I wouldn't be looking past the Bears,
Hate to see that, you know. There's a certain Joshua out there who'd be laughing at this one. Ravens hold on to beat the Steelers 16-14 in just... hilarious fashion. I mean, Trubisky comes out, replaces Kenny Pickett, as mentioned. Like, because that was the weird thing, right? Like, Pickett went into the concussion protocol but came back out, I think, from memory, and was then later gone, oh, no, take him off again. They're like, oh, wait, why? And they're like, oh, he became symptomatic. It's like, okay.
What? Sure.
Pretty sure that if you go into the blue tent, you know, judge for a concussion, I'm not sure if you're fine. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Someone's fucked up. Either way, it felt like the Steelers, the defense wasn't quite there in this one, and like somehow the Ravens just pulled this out. It was just fucking shit and weird.
Yep.
And with Trubisky in there, you just never really trusted them to sort of claw all the way back. but they were right there in the end, and you're like, oh, get up, come on. Ah, you could have lost cover. Anyway, tough scenes there. Ravens, though, pulled that one out of their ass.
Yeah, and I don't think, honestly, I don't think I watched a fucking a snicket of this. I was trying to follow it on Red Zone, and it was one of those ones that, you know, we were talking about it last week, where we were like, yep, not a single fucking highlight got shown from
this. Yeah, this was not a big Red Zone game.
So, particularly Dobbins. Huntley and going out. Okay, Dobbins, he always had, like, he just pulls out one of these out of his ass every so often.
Yep.
And between him and Gus Edwards, if they can stay on the field for long periods of time, then they're right. But it's almost like one or both are constantly down injured. So,
but it's a
fingers
huge,
crossed they slip through for the end of the year.
It's a huge win for the Ravens, right? Because it keeps them level pegging with the Bengals at the top of the AFC North.
Yep.
And you're like, how?
I don't know how they're 9-4. I've got no idea. Incredible. It's just, you know, that first beginning of the season, because even when he's been in there, like Lamar of the last 5 weeks, well, last week he was on it. Well, he's been sitting on his fucking couch. But the month before that, he was a different guy, right? And anyway.
That's right. Anyway, onto a similarly gross game. The Chiefs hold on to beat the Broncos after this game was done. I feel like it was, what, 27? Was it? It was like something zero, like pretty big. And you're like, what is happening? Like, they leaped out, and then out of nowhere, there's like a shit ton of, what, 3 interceptions by Mahomes. Yep. And Jerry Jeudy has 3 touchdowns for Denver.
Went fucking off. He was fired up early in the game and just went fucking nuts.
It was gnarly. And, like, you've got Brent Ripien in there in place of the concussed, as you mentioned earlier, Rusty Let's Ride Wilson. And you're like, what is happening here? Like, how?
But even Rusty, he was scrambling. Like, he put up 57 yards with a 19-yard, the longest. And it was like you're scrambling and sliding like old Rusty, put up 247 yards and 3 TDs. Like, holy shit, has he just finally got it? Oh, no, he's knocked out. Okay, yep, that's about right.
It was exactly it, because it was 27-0, and then, like, just before the half, and I'm like, aha,
yeah.
Broncos country, let's ride. And it was, like, I'm already cashing that bet. Like, fucking yes, knock her in, boys, we're done. And then, boom, it's like 2 interceptions, and it's 27-14 at the half. You're like, dude, what the fuck just happened? And then, of course, they get that bullshit late touchdown. You're like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Denver. I hate you so much. And they win it 34-28. Just not really uncharacteristically sloppy from the Chiefs, because they've had these sort of moments over the last few years. But and you knew that the Denver defense is, like, much maligned as it's been all this year. Like, it does have, like, some dudes on it, right, who can actually sort of get away with some shit. So, anyway, look.
But there's that pass also. One of the highlights of the week is that the Mahomes no-look flip over the top of the defender to Jerick McKinnon, who just fucking streaks down the sideline.
So good.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Like, how do you even practice that shit? Like, that's my question. Like, how do you, like, are you just doing that at home and go, oh, maybe one day I'll try this in a game? Like, it's amazing.
Might be an opportunity for this. Yeah.
Mahomes is a magician. But, like, this is the sort of game where you're like, oh, man. If you, say, had money on him winning the MVP, you're like, that just took a bit of a hit, I think. Anyway, quite disastrously. The Buccaneers got fucking killed. They got straight killed by the Niners, 35-7. Brock Purdy, in his first career start, goes absolutely ham, outplays the GOAT, has 3 touchdowns. He's awesome. McCaffrey's fucking awesome. They lose Debo. It doesn't matter. They're benching everybody late just so they don't get any more injuries. And, oh boy, this Tampa Bay team fucking sucks. The Niners are awesome. And Brock Purdy, I'm here for it. Oh my Lord, Gaz.
It just shows the disparity in the fucking league right now and the NFC right now, when both of these teams are leading their respective divisions. Right?
That's such fucking a good point.
It's so fucking ridiculous. Both of these teams.
right? And it's like, what the fuck? Anyway, look, we know that defense for San Fran is legit, and you know, couple of rushing weapons on that Niners team as well, so they can always get into some space. But Brock Purdy, it's only 185 yards, but a couple of TDs, you can't expect more for a first start. And of course, the guys are going to come out now, and it's going to be like, oh yeah, but now they're going to have a full week of tape on him, and that'll be the Mike White effect. Where it's like people get him and, you know, look like a superstar for a week or two and then get shut down. But with the rest of this team, probably doesn't even fucking matter.
I mean, this is the team. So my thing with this is that this is the team that's built for first Trey Lance, and now it's been sort of moved to be for Jimmy Garoppolo over the last, 13 weeks.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy can just be slightly less handsome Jimmy G. Who can actually throw the ball more than fucking 12 yards. Like, I kind of am here for it. Like,
it
would be one of the great stories if they rode this and just went, actually, Jimmy, we're fine. Like, if you're healthy now, we don't really care. We're going to keep going with Big Cock Brock because this is rad and we're going to win the Super Bowl. If they actually pulled that off, holy shit, I love it. Anyway, enough about this game. Niners rule. Buccaneers drool. Panthers beat the Seahawks. Jeez.
Wow.
In Seattle, this Seahawks defense fucking stinks. Like, when you're getting run on by Chuba Hubbard, I love him.
Oh, Chuba.
Chuba Hubbard. I love him. God bless him. Donta Foreman and Hubbard, they just fucking ran over the top of them. It was gnarly.
And then you got Blackshear running through it. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Particularly in the second half, it was just first down up the gut. Yep. First down up the gut. It just, like, they just were storming down the field. I just kept waiting for, oh, well, here's where Geno, he's going to bring it back, right? This is the superstar story of the year. This is the fucking, you know, people wrote him letters and he's writing back or whatever the fucking quote is. And but the running game from the Panthers was just shit hot.
It's awesome. I loved it. It was such a Panthers-y win.
Yeah.
And I think this was one of the ones that I nailed with our picks on Tuesday just because I think the half point was – I think it was just like a 3.5-point line for Seattle. And I'm like, I just don't trust them. And it was completely borne out where – you never felt like they were going to catch them, like, and they didn't. And now the Panthers,
it's just
lurking. Love it.
There's a couple of these little ones where, like, I'm literally going to spend time this week going through all these little fucking challengey, like the little spoiler teams and who they play and what can.
And now there's a couple too. I love it. Darnold was pretty good in this. Like, he didn't kill them. He had like a couple of scrambles that were really good. From I was like watching, going, oh yeah. Donald's got wheels. That's weird. Yeah, I just forget that. It's like he got mono that one time, and that's all I remember. Anyway, so yeah, for kissing chicks in New Jersey. Chargers 23, Dolphins 17. Now, this was a game that promised lots and delivered fuck all because Tua is shit. That
was fucking horrible.
One of the worst displays of quarterbacking. Well, actually, better way to say it. One of the biggest disparities, I think, of quarterbacking you'll see ever in one game. One hand, you got Juzzy Herbs, absolute fucking gunslinging, nailing motherfuckers left, right, and center. 51 pass attempts, goes absolutely ham, completes 39 of them. Tua. Not so much, Gaz. He got there to 10. He got to 10 completions on 28 attempts. Didn't think he was going to get there for a while. Like, it was fucking atrocious how bad he was missing these dudes.
Yep.
Like, the fact that Tyreek Hill had to score that first touchdown that they had on, like, a weird...
Fumble recovery
that squirted out that the back of
the pack.
That was
pretty awesome, though. They're like, he just fucking went,
oh,
Chargers.
Sweet, there's the ball. And just grabs it and fucking takes it. It's like, see ya. But, goddamn, Tua, at what point does this become a big problem? Because it's 2 weeks now. He had looked amazing. Like, are we now, like, it? you wouldn't think it's now like the repercussions of the concussions, but god damn, they were just, he's been so bad, Gas. What is going on?
Yeah, and they don't have that, they don't have the backup of a running game that they can just go, all right, we're just going to drill this home, right? Like, Jeff Wilson's fine. Most of it's fine. But they don't have it, but you go, all right, they're not, like, this isn't a passing game now. We're just going to fucking drive this home. And it just, yeah, they've built this entire game around get it to Tyreek, get it to
the Penguin. Jalen Waddle, and let's go.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't fucking get it to Waddle at all. Like, it was,
but
I don't know.
I just realized how much of a common kinship that I had with Herbs this week, because I'm just not really sure who missed Mike Williams and Keenan Allen more, my dynasty fantasy team or the fucking Chargers, because they finally came out. That's like, it feels like the first time they've actually been on the field. There was like two plays last week or the week before Mike Williams did his hamstring again. But it's like the first time they've been on the field healthy fucking all season. Yep. And then he goes off. Like, yeah. It just shows how much he's been surviving with DeAndre Carter and Joshua Palmer and those sort of guys. That Eckler guy is not too bad either.
It was like, it felt like this was a big statement just by the Chargers of like, nah, we're still here. We're still good.
Yeah.
Don't forget. And it's like one of those things like you hear people go, oh, well, you know, Miami, like it's a warm weather team. Now they're playing in the cold weather and it's awful. And it's like, dude, they're in fucking LA. Like, they're not playing on the frozen fucking tundra right now. They're just shit. And Mike McDaniel suddenly, the boy wonder, suddenly has that moment of like, huh, yeah, this is actually tough. We should actually be good on defense sometimes, right? And maybe just
also this
our
is,
game plan
this
of throw it to the fast guys if our guy who's throwing it is fucking seeing double all the time and like they're just going to play two high safeties on us and fuck our shit up. And a lot of, there was like press coverage as well, right? That they were running out there and they just fucked them up. Like, this is not exactly rocket surgery from the Chargers, but ugh. Anyway.
Yeah, that's like this, and this is a LA defense that was missing Derwin James and fucking Bosa. So it's not exactly like,
and JC Jackson,
full strength.
Like,
and JC Jackson, yeah, who wasn't playing? Let's be honest, he wasn't playing his greatest football when he went down. But there's definitely some weapons on defense missing from this team. So
huge game, huge game
when these guys
in general, because it's like the Chargers moved to 7-6 with that. Dolphins dropped to 8-5. Like, it just really threw a fucking cat into the ring of the crazy chaos of the bottom of the AFC playoff race, right? Like,
yeah.
Loved it. Anyway. Last one. Patriots beat the Cardinals 27-13. Matt Patricia getting the treatment from Mac, which I loved.
Fuck!
But then it all sort of clicked. Like, they lose Ramondre Stevenson, which fucking stunk. But they sort of just rolled their other dudes out there and we got the win. So, obviously, Kyler Murray goes down. Well,
that's the big story.
Literally right out of the gate and goes for a bit of a run. Not touched. Skadoosh. Mac Jones doesn't throw for a touchdown in this one. Breaking my heart. But they just go, right, cool, Pierre Strong. Just run through everybody. He's like, all right. Kevin Harris just does the same thing.
We've always got moments in a season where we discuss this topic. It always happens to someone, but you're like,
Oshie.
Thanks, Oshie. No. Oshie's in the back. Oshie's in the background. is this the... Oh, I'm going to have to yell at that thing. Is this the move that extends Kyler and Kingsbury?
Maybe. Like, I don't know. Does this give you more of a chance if you're Kyler and just go, fuck it? Guys, I'm going to have to sit down for like a couple of I don't know, years and play some more fucking Call of Duty and away we go. I don't know. But look, this was the Patriots' second half, the shutout of them completely, like just shutting down Colt McCoy. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do, but there was that moment in the second quarter where it's like, oh, God, Patriots are down at the half. I'm like just shitting bricks, just going, this fucking sucks.
Isn't that
I hate
right?
this season. Fuck, this team's bullshit, whatever. And then defense steps up. They roll over the top of them. Kick the fuck out in the second half. Away we go. Means the Patriots.
Six sacks, six tackles.
Six sacks, six tackles for loss, and nine quarterback hits. That's going to enjoy. It's going to make you have a bad day as a quarterback, right?
Judon just led the way and just smashed it. Yep. So loved it. Great stuff by the Pats. The season's still alive. I don't feel great, but anyway. let's fly through some yeah-nahs real quick. Number one, the Raiders deliberately threw that game after realizing they were dangerously close to having a second season under McDaniels. I think this one came from one, Gary Byrne.
I said that to you straight after the game going, there's no way they let that happen. Seriously, so with that whole Baker thing, there was a call from, I think it was from Baker directly after the game where he's gone, I couldn't believe on that plus like that. They were on press man. All they had to do, I literally had one move, and that was get the ball in the fucking end zone. And they were in press man with, like, very little safety. I literally watched the safety, and if he moved into the middle, I was going outside. If he moved to the outside, I was going the seam, and I just had to follow that.
Yep.
Like, fucking hell. Like,
I love it.
Anyway.
Watching Josh McDaniels just lose his mind, like, nothing brings me more fucking joy, I think. Just his big dumb head. Can Brock Purdy be the guy? Yeah, nah. I'm just going to say yeah because I fucking love him. Purdy up.
Well, why not? Why not? I'll give it to... I mean, this has got to be the... Then this is my thing for a bit later, but it's just... There's always the effect of someone who comes out of nowhere like, what the fuck? Yeah, sick. Folklore hero.
It's right? Tom Brady all over again. Speaking of which, Tampa Bay... They're cooked, aren't they? Yeah, nah.
Fuck. You know what? It's just so weird. I was looking at the standings before, and it's what? The Falcons and Panthers one game out.
Yep.
Obviously, that's not taking into consideration head-to-head, which will obviously have a bit of an effect. But the Panthers play the Saints and Tampa Bay coming up.
Yep.
Falcons can score a couple of sneaky wins here. We could be up for a fucking shit fight. And this is weird. This is something that we didn't touch on. Is that so Mariota's been benched.
Yep.
Ritter's gone in. I don't know, Jimmy. It feels like a weird move when you're still in contention.
I think it might be more of a look. The other teams have got a lot of tape on Mariota, so God, like we throw Ritter out there, we might actually have a chance because it's if we something. Do with Mariota, we've got none. So
yeah, fair.
I like it. I don't know. Do you reckon the Panthers can win that NFC South? Then yeah, nah.
That's fucking.
It's gross. It isn't
just
it?
Feels it's just wrong.
So they've been so bad.
It just
bad.
Feels fucking wrong. Then did you see the what's his name, the replacement head coach, come out and
Steve Wilks?
Yeah, Steve Wilks. I've just gone blank. Came out and basically called out the team for trying to tank. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep. He's like, don't you know I like getting paid? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yep.
Jazzy Herbs, greater than Tua. That's like, we've got to put that one to bed now, right? Yeah, nah.
100%. Like, I've listened to about 15,000 podcasts this week who've just gone, it's pretty fucking simple. Jazzy Herbs on that Miami Dolphins team would be fucking
oh my
killing
God.
It. Tua on that Chargers team,
no chance,
would be shit in the bed.
Yep.
Right? So, Jussie's way better than Tua.
It's crazy because it was weird that it was even like a big thing, I think, in the lead up, right? It's like, oh, they were taking one after the other in their draft. It's like, yeah, but have you watched Tua in the last, like, yeah, oh, but he's got a bit of MVP buzz this year. It's like, because he's just fucking throwing it up there for Tyreek and Waddle to go get. Like most of the time.
Yep.
And then those last 2 weeks, it's like, yeah, the Emperor has not a fucking pair of jocks on at all. are the Lions a playoff team, Gaz? Yeah, no?
Fucking hope so. Like, if you're going to, like, the last thing you want.
Can we get them to replace whoever wins the NFC South? Can we just, like, moratorium, just go, fuck it. Instead of the NFC South, we'll just have Detroit. Like, fuck off. Done.
Like, based on what you've seen in the last couple of weeks. Lions versus Giants in the as that like who would you prefer in that last wild card spot?
100% the Lions. They're way more fun.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah.
It's more about fun, and we all know this league is rigged. So let's just fucking give it to the Lions now.
The Lions look. They're going to play the Panthers. They're going to play the Bears. And they're going to play the Packers. Like they could go, and they've got the Jets next week, right?
Panthers,
so if they could go 3-1 in that stretch, it'd get them to like. what, 9-8, that could end up with a wild card of the NFC. You never know.
Yep. Well, so the Giants, if you look at the Giants, I know, can't remember the order, but they play Washington this week. If they scrape that out, then Washington's clearly like two games in the lead. Then you've got, I think they play Vikings and someone else, and then they finish with the Eagles.
Could end up between them and the Seahawks, really, for like the last spot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so, as we mentioned, like the Seahawks have that last game against the Rams. They got a game against the Niners and the Chiefs, as well as the Jets. Like, the Seahawks might go 1-3. Detroit might go 3-1, and it's like, hang on, what is going on?
Yeah.
Chaos. I love it. Cincy, do you believe they can keep this up? What do you reckon? Yeah, nah.
It's just health, mate. Like
100%.
That's literally what it comes down to. I mean, the talent in terms of like the hotter teams in the AFC in the last couple of weeks, they've been fucking there. Joey Franchise has been on it, right? And now you're like, Chase is back. This is going to be sick. Oh, yeah. Higgins. Tyler Boyd.
It's like a Jenga. Not a Jenga. It's like a, what's the fucking square, multicolored thing? Why is my brain just melting? It's too late.
Fucking
Rubik's Cube. It's like you move one thing
like,
around.
What are you talking about?
You move one thing around and something else sort of just goes the other way. Yeah, and you're like, all right, I can never get the fucking colors matching up. This is bullshit. That's what Cincy feel like to me. It's weird.
Yeah.
But they are, what, they've got the longest win streak in the AFC. I think it's 5. I think it's the Niners have got 6 in a row. Is that right? I should check that. Yes. And it's just kind of like, if they can just hold on, get everybody healthy in like 4 weeks' time, I love it. And we called this one a little while ago. Jalen Hurts. MVP. And now it's like coming into stark relief, right? The narrative changes. It's like, oh, fuck, they might go 16-1. And we'd have to give Hurts the MVP if he's been good all of it. And it's like, we're getting very fucking close to that point, Gaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Nah.
So, there's a fun thing that like, oh, so with Patrick Mahomes, one of the narratives this week is Patrick Mahomes threw more interceptions in that game, or as many, as Jalen Hurts has thrown all season. He's got combined, I think he's 2 touchdowns behind him combined if you include the rushing. He's the first quarterback ever with back-to-back 10 rushing touchdown seasons. First with over 100-yard quarterback rating and 10 to... All this fucking shit's been happening with Jalen Hurts, just quietly ticking along. But the expectation is the Mahomes. The expectation is the Josh Allen. Early it was Lamar, and he's been going around kind of doing his business. And it's fucking great, man. Like, it's been a while since I've been able to get behind a QB like this. So, yeah, I'm feeling quite happy with the Nicky Sriracha fucking Jalen Hurts double that I put for coach and MVP.
Not bad.
Earlier in the season.
All right, good bloke of the week. We've got a bunch of these ones this week. Jameson Williams, first catch in the NFL was a 41-yard touchdown. It was sick. And that was his only catch, I think, of the day too, right?
Yeah,
and,
first catch in the NFL, first catch TD.
Dude coming back from the ACL, you love that. My other one's obviously less Dan Campbell. Penny Sewell after the game was like, dude's got some nuts on him, bro. Dude's got some nuts on him. There's never been a more apt and perfectly uttered sentence about Dan Campbell. He does so many weird fucky things each game, but this team will run through a fucking wall for that dude. Because what was it, a 4th-and-7 on his own 26 and he goes for a fake punt. You're like,
fake punt.
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? You just win the game. What? And then the icing of the game, that fucking amazing Penny Sewell call. Like, it was unfucking believable how he pulled that off. So
yeah,
I enjoyed it. Dan Campbell, good bloke of the week. You got to buy him a beer.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm just running with that theme. Like, the theme of that for this week is, you know what? Purdy and Baker, it's not going to last forever, but you guys have come in and had fuck all expectation, and you've taken it. It's as I've just said before, it's the Mike White effect. Like, while the world's willing to buy your beers, take the fucking beers.
Love it. On your Purdy. Yeah. And Baker, I mean, I think you've made the note there. Like, he's gone from old mate, no mates
to
free beers in, like, literally no one's done it quicker.
I think like, it was. I think was it last week when he got cut?
He got cut.
We had him.
Old mate, no mates. And then boom, he's on the fucking Rams, winning a game on 2 days. Unbelievable. Mate, no mates for me. Deshaun, obviously, out there massaging himself during the game because no trainers are going to let any get anywhere near him. Getting booed left, right, and center. Kind of love it. Just fuck him. And Zach Wilson as well, actually, like, just to want to throw that in there. It's just one of those moments where, like, that dude is done in New York. Like,
he wasn't even, so Mike White
wasn't even the back. Zach Wilson wasn't the backup.
He was inactive.
Like, what is going on? It's like, maybe you're resting for like a month, but it's not great. So.
But Flacco has fucking zero left. So if you saw what you saw from Flacco, and as the New York coaching staff, you still don't put Zach as at least the backup next week, there's something fucking wrong, right?
Flacco is hilarious, though. Like, he shouldn't be your backup. Like, he should be your backup if you've got time to, like, plan and start him. Like, not put him in halfway through the game because he's like, dude, do you know how old I am? I should have been, I haven't stretched. Fuck. It's like me getting out of bed. Just like, oh, God. Anyway, you get an old mate, no mates?
Yep. For me, I've just got a couple of recent ones just from sitting here watching the fucking, watching your game today. I'm going to go old mate, no mates for the fucking concussion spotters at the Pats game. Like, that Devontae Parker was absolutely fucked, and it took who was it who spotted it? Lou actually waved it down and called the playoff. Fuck, one of your other wide receivers was literally like waving his arms in the air and took a knee so that the play couldn't start. I'm going, guys, this guy's fucked. And then in the end, there was like a technical timeout or something like that by the. But yes, because like he could not stand and yet the spotters missed it. And the second one was fucking Matty Patricia. Oof. Like, that's the second week in a row that Max, what was it? What was the last week? Throw the fucking ball. The run game's not working. Like, when you were so far behind. Well, it was working, but you guys were behind and you needed to fucking play for the catch up. And then today he was just fuck. So I think we definitely need to do a fucking some end of year awards where we go through in total how many, because Matty Patricia's got a couple of mentions, fucking Will Rusty's got a few, Deshaun's got a couple, Baker's got a few,
yeah.
So I reckon we need a Dick of the Year kind of scenario.
Kind of like that. It was Nelson Aguilar who was the one
Nelson
waving
Aguilar,
him down.
I
was blanking on as well. I'm like, who the? It wasn't Hunter Henry. It was like somebody else picked him up. And we're standing him up there. Who the fuck was? It was like Aguilar. So.
There you go, Aguilar.
Great stuff. But the spotter's just like, yeah, he got cleaned the fuck up. And you're like, dude, the dude's like wobbling on his feet. It's like, what are the spotters being paid to do? This is fucked. Anyway. Yep. Unpopular opinion of the day. I think I mentioned it, right? Like, Baker. I love it. Like, he might be exactly what McVay needs. Like, do you think Sean McVay's thinking, well, we don't have any fucking draft picks for the next 20 years. This is my new challenge. This is great. Like, this, I've hated coaching all year. I've hated coaching this team. Stafford's fucked. We got no draft picks. Give me Baker just to mold him, just to see what we can do. I kind of love it. I just want to see what happens. We've got a month.
You can't
it's going to
play
be
the
awesome.
Raiders. You can't play the Raiders every week.
No, you can't. Oh man! But I love it. I'm just stoked on this Rams vibe. Like, they're shit. They're fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But like, just give me like some fun Baker action just to see what can happen. I don't know. It should be good. The Australian spotty, obviously, poor Sipos.
Yeah.
We had to mention this one. That's like, it is. He's doing the right thing.
Got a team that's got like a team that's going to go from like he joined the team after Camo Johnson went to the Texans and was starting a team in full rebuild and goes through the journey of his first year where we snuck into the playoffs and then he goes through the journey where they thought he was going to get cut and now he's on a fucking 12-1 team and he's gone down and he's done for the season. So. Mate, it would have been good. The two Aussies getting through to the playoffs is quite a high seed. But, fucking poor bastard.
Yeah, tough. I just loved, like, the scoop was just fucking beautiful. Like, just he's on the wing there at, like, Etihad Stadium in a way. Marvel Stadium. And off he goes. Nah, cleaned up. Tough scenes. Time for Outback Takeouts. That's right, Gaz. It's Tuesday at Outback. And you know what that means? I don't know. Spit koala again. Fuck it. Why not? It was tasty as shit last week. Bloody delicious thing. But we've also got the quokka burger. That's right. Throw a quokka on the spit. Away you go. Just fucking mash him up. Off you go. Boom. Chuck that in a burger. Delicious. And this week's quokka burger special, flame grill take of the week is Colin Murray busted his fucking knee on purpose. For three reasons, Gaz. One, so they get another L. That's right. Number two, so the shitful coach Cliff Kingsbury gets the ass. And number three, he gets a year off to go play Call of Duty, double XP, you little beauty. Next weekend, off you go. Laughing only at Outback. My other one as well, Tom Brady was applying for a job with the San Francisco 49ers, but Brock Purdy just out Tom Brady, Tom Brady. It's not Wally Pipped anymore, Gaz. It's Brock Purdy'd only at Outback. Because I love this. Tom Brady replaces Drew Bledsoe, obviously, very famously. Does the old Wally Pip. Boom. Brock Purdy comes in, replaces Jimmy G. Not only does he Wally Pip Jimmy G, maybe. Tom Brady comes in. Brock Purdy outplays the fucking shit out of Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's like, oh, hang on. Hey, hey, Mr. Shanahan, can I have a job? And Shanahan's like, ah, I'm good.
Nah, no, we're right.
We're paying this bloke. Fuck all. Fuck off, Tom. Oh, I love it. As soon as I thought of that, I'm like, good. Oh, I like it. I like that
a
lot.
That's good. That is good.
Tom Brady'd, but Brock Purdy'd him. Captain Fantasy. This is a tough one. There wasn't a game this week, was there? Nah, my team
Gaz
was shit.
Gaz took Jimmy.
I got rolled by the big man himself, by the big dog. What are you? Are you top of the ladder now?
I am. Just on front, equal top in games. But it was a really weird week for our division. Our league. Because the first, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth all lost. So I was the only one in the top six that won. Really? Which shows how fucked those games were. But now that there's a six-team clusterfuck in the middle at 7-7, so it's going to come right down to it. We'll hopefully get some brother-on-brother hatred again this week, because that was pretty classic from the Paul Gaze brothers. That's good.
But seriously, I think this is an absolutely amazing testament to the NFL Australia Legends League of fantasy. No one cares about fantasy, but this fucking league is sick. As mentioned, Gaz... Like, there's down to 9 teams who could still make the fucking playoffs. Like, there's 9 teams between 9-5 and 7-7. Top two, that's you, and I own the Bears for now. I can't remember who that is off the top of my head. And then it's basically up in the air. Like, I'm on 8-6. Everybody else is 7-7. Got a couple of teams of 6-8. And then it's Colin. Nice one. He's in that. I own the Bears. And then you got poor McKeegan stuck down the bottom at 4-10. Just
McKeegan
getting the sacko. Anyway, tough scenes, but wow. So set up for a huge last week because our weird fucking league starts the playoffs after next week. So anyway, just a two week playoff thing we have too. So very brief. Right, let's get into the previews for a massive week 15. I hate that phrase. It's week 15, guys.
No more buys, though.
Yeah, thank fuck. Fuck you, man. Yep. 6 teams in one. Like, I mentioned that to old mate this week. She's like, why the fuck would they have 6 teams on a buy in week 14? I'm like, that's a very good question.
She knows more about sport than the NFL, apparently.
She's watched a lot of it, I'll tell you that much. Stuck with fucking muggins here. San Francisco 49ers. This is, I believe, the Thursday night game. And... because the schedule's all a bit fucky this week, obviously, with Saturday night games too. Basically, before we get stuck into, we'll have the Christmas games as well next week. So it all gets real wonky over the next 2 weeks. We've got 3 games on our Sunday morning, 5 a.m., 8:30, and 12:15. So if you're planning on doing much on Sunday, sucked in. But first up, we've got San Francisco.
If you're thinking of ringing me, don't bother.
9ers, Seattle. In Seattle, got to go to the Niners. Like, I just don't trust this Seattle defense, even against a third string, last pick of the draft, rookie quarterback. Just, we've both gone the Niners, and it didn't take me a second of thought to go, nah, don't even care. I'm on the Purdy train. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, Ayuk's coming, he's coming on in recent weeks. You got McCaffrey settled. You've just got,
it's so unfair. Without Debo. Like, yeah, no Debo. It's like, Kittle. I also got Brandon Ayuk. Like, off you go.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. And you've got Kittle, right? It feels like they've just sort of put Kittle basically half on ice, right? Like for the last 2 months. It's like, just get healthy, bro. And he's like, all right, I'll just do some runs.
Yeah.
I don't want to block too much. You know, it's all good. And it's like, fuck, nice. Now you can bring me out of the garage, take him for a bit of a spin if you want, and put him back under the wraps. And but 3.5 points, just always a bit tricky with the Niners because you don't always trust where the points are going to come from. But also this year, they've just had some games where they've just fucking exploded, especially against shit defenses, and that's exactly what Seattle are. Minnesota, Indy, first game on our Sunday. We've both got mini minus 3.5. This is because Indy are shithouse.
They are very shithouse.
And Minnesota are good at home. So.
And it's early in the day. So all of those combination of things, Kirk Cousins going to have a cracker. And
but they're also, they're like 6-1 at home, right? And it's like, Minnesota are a bit of a wagon at home. And Indiana, like if you slow down Taylor, like you're good. So go Minnesota. Baltimore at Cleveland. We've actually both landed on Cleveland here. That's a bit of a surprise.
I'm very much, this is definitely something that I'm definitely probably going to change. But it all just comes down to
who plays.
Lamar. Yeah. Yeah, it's Lamar, that's that quarterback.
Huntley, question mark. That's where I went with Cleveland. I'm just like, I at least know what I'm getting. I wouldn't be surprised if this line changes dramatically, and I think we both then get to reserve the right to change this later in the week. Because if this gets to, like, I don't know, Cleveland minus 1.5, I would probably switch it around, maybe, but because that's meaning that Lamar's probably playing. Probably. I dare say it could switch a lot, but anyway. Both land on Cleveland for the moment. Gross. Buffalo, they host Miami. Now, this is the tricky one. I mentioned the warm,
I didn't like this at
warm weather going to the cold spots. It's like, but they've just played in San Francisco and in LA and gotten their asses kicked. It's not exactly fucking freezing. Now they go to Buffalo, where it very well could be freezing. But it's 7.5. I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. Buffalo's defense has just been wonky so often this year. And as bad as Tua has looked over the last 2 weeks, I'm like, just, I got to say it 3 weeks in a row, and then I'll be off the Miami train. Plus 7.5, I've gone Miami, you've gone Buffalo.
There's also, there's all of those things that you said. Add on that the spoiler that Miami played, they pulled out of their ass earlier in the year when down in Miami, it was fucking hot, and the Bills were passing out on the sidelines. And got done over. And I reckon there's definitely an element of revenge game to this as on top of all that, that they're like, no, this is ours now. This has to be a statement game. So if they're serious business, I'm done with that.
I think Buffalo are meant to have had a statement game the last 3 weeks and it hasn't quite eventuated. New Orleans, they host Atlanta, an absolutely raucous NFC South division matchup. You might have heard me mention a few times, but I've been to Atlanta, New Orleans game was literally, I've spent my life as a fucking music journalist going to shows. It was still like a top three loudest experience of my fucking life. So this will be raucous. It'll be gnarly. This sucks. It's a 4.5 point line. I landed with Atlanta plus 4.5 because New Orleans stink.
Yeah, they do.
They flat out stink. Atlanta stink as well. But I think throwing Ritter out there is like, as I mentioned earlier, right? Like it's a bit of a curveball. It's like, you don't have any fucking tape on the guy. Mariota's not going to get us anywhere. We'll just see what Ritter can do. It might get a bit weird. It might get ugly. But I think it'd be kind of fun. So I'm going to go Atlanta plus 4.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gone New Orleans just for the unknown factor of what you're going to get. Like, they're going to be mediocre at best, New Orleans. But I've got no idea what to fucking think of what's going to come out of Ritter. So
Anyway, we'll just see. Either way, if it was my money, I wouldn't be spending money on this game because who the yeah, fuck knows?
I don't think I'm going to bet on that one. Just a no. just a heads up. If you think about that game, you just like you'll just turn yourself in knots. Like you'll pretzel yeah. yourself fucking super quick. Obviously, so Miami Buffalo was the last Saturday game. Actually, I should have mentioned that. By the time, yeah. So now these are the Monday morning games. So. Detroit at the Jets. This is fascinating. The Jets are half-point favorites.
That Jets defense versus that Lions offense. That's going to be fucking
It's going to be great fun. Who knows what's going to happen. But I think this is a case of the Jets at home, outside, in Jersey. It feels like a classic little bit of a letdown spot for the Lions, thinking, well, shit, we might better win the next three after this one. We'll give this one a good fucking good old college try, and we'll see what happens. But I think they come up short, and the Jets defense just sort of goes, ah, it's pretty nice Jared Goff you've got over there. It'd be a real shame if something happened to it.
I'm going to ride the hot hand here. And while I definitely think the Jets defense will stem the Lions back, that Lions defense in recent weeks has definitely stepped up. And I just don't think that what we've seen from the Jets, like you're always questioning where those points are coming from, right? So I don't know. I just think that the Lions are going to outlast them.
I'm also now like thinking, hang on a second. If Aiden Hutchinson has like, 3-4 really good weeks the rest of this way, could he still win Defensive Rookie of the Year over Sauce Gardner if he goes like super fucking, you know, goes absolutely MIA?
Winter. Yeah.
Just saying. somebody might have a little bit of money on Aiden Hutchinson. Anyway, KC, actually got a whole bunch of the same picks running through the rest of the way. So KC over Houston. Houston are going to get fucking killed. They should have gotten killed this week. Dallas didn't do it. KC, this will be their get right spot of like, no.
Yep.
No, Mahomes is your MVP. He'll throw for 5 touchdowns. Yep. It'll be just fucking over by halftime. Philly at Chicago, do you have any worries about this one?
Not really. I was surprised that it was single digits. We squeak out some close games like we did at the Colts in Houston, but I kind of expected this one with how Chicago's played recently, this to be double digits. So I'll cook it.
You played, it was like Detroit earlier at the very start of the year, right? Like in Detroit.
First game of the season.
First game of the season, and it was like a pretty high, crazy.
38, 34 or something like that.
Chicago's defense stinks, 34. But can Justin Fields, if he's up and about for this, can he do much to this Philly D? What do you reckon?
That defensive front at the moment with Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Fletcher Cox, Ndamukong Suh, Jover Hargrave, Hassan Reddick, we can literally end up with 3 players on that defensive line with 10 sacks. On the back of that, you've got Slay Bradbury. Injuries to the safeties are a bit dodgy, but I'm not worried about the receivers for Chicago. Yep. I'm more worried about Jazzy Fields' wheels, right?
Yeah.
So the run game is just recently in the last 3 weeks. Shut down Taylor, Saquon, and fucking Deza Henry. Yep. So I think we got this one covered.
Yeah, I didn't really sweat this one too much, but it's just one of those ones you go, and let's now go to Chicago where they're up by 3 on the Eagles. And you're like, what the fuck?
Where did that happen?
Oh, God. Yep. And it's like, Justin Fields is thrown for 2 touchdowns. He's run for 2 himself. You're like, what have I missed? Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I found about that Colts game where we had to come back in that drive at the end to win by a point. We're like, oh, shit.
The only thing I feel good about is that Chicago's defense is fucked. So,
yeah.
But I don't know, a week off, I don't think it makes much of a difference. Go Philly. Mm. Pittsburgh at Carolina. We both landed on Carolina. Just, again, hot hand. Pittsburgh, we don't know if they get Kenny Pickett back. Even if it does, I don't think it matters. Carolina's been solid.
Easy.
Dallas go to Jacksonville. We've both gone Dallas -4.5, which is a reactionary line, I feel like.
This is head over heart because my heart really wants Dougie P.
Help save the Eagles one seed.
Fuck. Yeah, so... It's fucking, I just thought this, 2 years ago, Dougie P just
pulled a game out where he benched Hurts and it just fucking tanked the Giants and just created our season, following season. And I just want him to do this now, but by beating the fucking Cowboys. I don't think it'll happen, but I fucking love it too.
I question, like, what would the line for this game have been before each of these teams' respective games this week? Just go on. Like Jacksonville beating Tennessee, Dallas just eking out a bullshit win against Houston.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This would have been over 7, and it's now 4.5. So I've got to land with Dallas. I just trust the track record.
Yeah.
Denver, they host Arizona. Arizona cooked. Denver also cooked. It's a half-point line. We've both gone Denver. Could this, what, 6-6 tie? Like,
yeah, it's fucking. Well, I think that, like, that Denver in recent weeks, that Denver D has become the Denver D that we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the season. It's come together nicely. I like to think that Rusty's going to come back from the concussion and be kind of pick up where he left off last week, and maybe he's turned a bit of a corner. But Cole McCoy on Arizona today looked fucking gross.
Yeah, he did. It was tough. That team stinks.
I mean, your defense is no slouch, but, you know, probably up there with Denver's. So I think they're going to cause a whole bunch of trouble for him.
Yep. New England, Las Vegas. The Pats stay out west for this game, obviously, because they were just in Arizona. You just pop over to Vegas, away you go. New England are 1.5-point underdogs here, Gaz. I was once the pupil, now I am the master. Here we go. McDaniels, Belichick. How is Bill an underdog against McDaniels? Like, what are we doing here? Get the fuck out of here.
Just judge exactly where the sarcasm kicks in here, Jimmy. I'm going to be on my edge of my fucking seat of this game to watch the 130-yard Derek Carr take on Matt Patricia's offense.
Ugh.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
At what point does
talk
Mac
about
Jones
a 6-6 draw. This could be defense versus
This defense? Raiders defense is pretty shit as well, like, apart from what
Max
Crosby.
Yeah, but
Crosby
so is your offense. Yep. I don't think you have.
Nah. Well, actually, they do have Chandler Jones on this Raiders defense playing against his old team, who let him walk to go make more money elsewhere. But the 1.5, look, losing Ramondre Stevenson, like, hopefully he's back. I don't know what the final designation on that injury was. Didn't look great, but I just think the Raiders stink, and this is Belichick going, fuck, if we win this one, we're sitting pretty nice to maybe just squeak into the playoffs. So let's have a crack. So 1.5, we're both gone New England anyway. Cincy, 3.5-point favorites in Tampa Bay. This feels like a trap, but fuck it. Doesn't it? Like, it's like, oh, Tampa Bay means shit for ages. They host Cincy, who have lost T. Higgins, have had some weird weeks, but have, like, just, you know, done what they needed to do. 1-5 on the trot. As soon as you start to trust Cincy, Gaz, they will fuck you.
Something happens.
But 3.5 is actually not a bad line. Like, I felt like if this was any higher, I would have gone, fuck it, Tampa Bay. But 3.5,
yeah,
it feels like a 24-20 win by Cincy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, they've got, you know, with Mixon back, P. Ryan had a quiet week this week, but they've still got some weapons if they need to rely on the ground game. Chase is still fucking there, even if you lose Higgins and Boyd. But yeah, we'll see. I think it wasn't Boyd. Boyd was only, well, it was a broken finger or something. So I don't know how long he's supposed to be out for. But yeah, look, I'm happy to take Cincy here because
everybody fucked.
Fuck.
Giants, Washington. They've kept this on Sunday night. Unbelievable.
I'm fucking pumped for this game, mate.
It's gonna be massive.
Seriously, in terms of implications, you've got teams going the other direction, like literally. Interdivisional game, go in the opposite directions. Like, their season was cooked before the Heineken came in.
Yep.
He's taken them off. Add that spiciness. The Giants falling off a cliff. They played 2 weeks ago for a draw. Like, what more do you want two middle-of-the-road teams to have, right? It's fucking great.
I love it. This is going to be such a bad game.
It will. But you know what? It's a fucking...
I'm going on. I'm definitely going on Washington.
You've taken the Commanders. They're 4.5-point favorites at home. I just landed with the Giants because I think this is like a 17-14 game, and the 4.5 is just too much. So I'm going the Giants.
With the week off, what they showed last, what happened last week was.
You don't think Brian Daboll gets in their ear and just lights a fire under their ass for one game to make this close?
Mate, it was like fucking we ran through them. And that combination of Antonio Gibson and the gunshot victim are pretty fucking good.
Brian Robinson is going to call gunshot guy.
Gunshot victim. They're pretty fucking good, man. So I reckon they'll just absolutely fucking destroy them.
I like it. I also the last game that is Monday night. It's like, all right, we've got Baker versus Aaron Rodgers. Let's fucking go. Green Bay hosting the Rams. Green Bay are 7.5-point favorites in this game. And we've actually both picked Green Bay because it does also feel like the Rams could just fall right off a cliff again, right?
Yeah. Well, do you know, I'm just, when I was trying to pick this game, I just thought to myself, imagine casting yourself back to the fucking, to the NFL, like the schedulers who are just like stewing over this shit.
They're like high-fiving over this game, mate. This is one of the first ones they wrote in. They're just like, all right, cool, Monday night. Boom, we've got Rams, Green Bay, you little beauty.
We've got the Super Bowl champions versus the reigning MVP who's just got a new contract and out for fucking blood in week 15. This is going to be fucking great.
Just cash your checks now, boys. Checks now. Bonuses for everybody. Shit. Fuck yeah.
The worst. Well, I've got a lot of work to do on Tuesday, Jimmy, so I reckon I'll have to worry too much.
I like it. Yeah. All right, we're both going Green Bay. Look, I'm a little bit disappointed in you guys. You've only gone four different for me this week. You have to make up 17. So,
look, it's now damage control, Jimmy. I'll be honest. No.
You just don't want to own me more than a slab. I think that's where we're landing.
Well, I tried to find more of these that I wanted against you, but
this is a tough
way.
There's a lot of
good conscience.
It's one thing I should have mentioned at the top. Like this week, with a lot of 3.5-point lines, which could swing one way or the other, but I think that extra half point, like you try to tend to go for, essentially, like if the team is favored by 3.5, like you tend to think in the back of your head, there's a reason for that they've gotten that extra half point, and you're like, well, I'm just gonna play it a bit safer, maybe. But I nailed 7 of 13 last week. Gaz got 4, so
that was fucking gross last week. I have to go back and double check where I got slammed.
Gaz had picked up 2 on me the week prior, but I rolled him again with 3 this week. So,
yeah.
Yeah, happy days. Good time. So I'm on 109 picks so far this season that I've gotten right against the spread on a Tuesday. Gaz is on 92. So not bad. 17, though. Yeah. I'm edging towards a slab. I've got, 4 more weeks to get there. Let's go. Trying to get myself a slab.
I might save me arms, mate. I might just buy you a bottle of whiskey and be done with it.
Not bad. I'll probably prefer that, actually. Probably good. Yeah. Oof. Don't need any more of the bureaus, fucking Jews. All right. Anyway, that's it. Week 14 of NFL Straight Dunskies. Obviously, we are weekly with this gear. It's going to get hotter and hotter as we run into the playoffs, Super Bowl, all that good stuff.
And quite literally, as summer kicks in, mate, this room is fucking... Yep.
Oh, that's one. I am bloody cold over here, tell you that much. Either way, check us a follow on the old Facey Twitter IG. Go check out all the good stuff. What do we got? CodeBet Daily for me, codebet.com.au, Fox Sports Lab NBA, The Paper, NBA Australia, all the good stuff.
You might have seen me in such things as
The Paper. Fingers, a rating and review, obviously, on your podcast app, all that good stuff. Follow on the socials. Cheers to House Hats for the intro and outro song, all the good stuff.
Yeah, we got to number 30 football podcast in Australia the other week, Jimmy.
Love it.
It's pretty fucking good.
Nice. You got any plugs there as well, guys?
Yeah, look, I think the only thing for me is, you know, same old shit of Eagles Australia. It's starting to get spicy. We're starting to get to that end of season sort of stuff. So, just a bit of fun. And obviously, we should have some plans in the coming weeks about what the fuck we're going to do over playoffs. We're starting to get some questions about
what's going to happen with the Super Bowl. So we should probably sort that out.
Yeah, we'll have some news on that soon, I reckon. See how we go. Should be good. All right, there you go. Good week. What a fun week.
Yeah,
a lot to talk about. Week. Loved it. All right, that's it. We'll catch you next week, you dickheads.
See yous.
Later, Ozen. The flesh is dripping from my bones, and I don't know how I am.